This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Would you be mad if the Cavs traded Darius? And I want to go through it. I would be sad because I like Darius and I think he's a tremendous player. Then the only thing that would make me mad about it, though, is if you look at it, and it's what people have suggested, which is a Jalen Suggs and Wendell Carter Jr. draft, like a haul, right?
Yeah, something where it felt like they didn't get anywhere close to the same amount of talent, is what you're saying?
Yeah. And like, and by the way, even like, I think Jalen fits, but I still don't think like the gap between him and Darius's players isn't offset by how much better the fit is for you. Fair?
Do we trust Kobe to make a deal that he won't end up giving 80% or 80 cents on the dollar?
It depends. It depends on how involved Dan is.
Because I feel like I really do trust Kobe Altman, and I in the sense that I don't think he's an idiot. You know what I mean? Like there's some GMs who are like, this guy's not going to be able to pull this off. Kobe, I don't think, is an idiot. I think Kobe knows what he's doing. I'm not as concerned about the Dan component, but maybe I should be. Maybe that'll be the tell if that ends up being the case. If we're like, well, he really got fleeced here. He was really forced to do something.
Real quick, before we get to trade me, and send in your trade ideas for the Cavs, your screen grabs of your trade machine. We like Trade NBA GM here, but you can use whichever trade machine you want. We'll tell you whether we think the Cavs, you made the Cavs better. Send those in. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, and at afternoon 923 FAN. But real quick here, let's go. Mark in Cleveland, would you be mad if the Cavs traded Darius?
Man, I would be mad. I'm not trading Darius. But on a simple fact, the guy can shoot the three. He can get to the basket. I mean, you look at our defense for the last two out of the last 3 years, we didn't have the top defense. So where is it that you're saying, oh, this guy's a weak link that we need to upgrade or something over him? I can't see it, man.
It's not that he's a weak link. It's that he and Donovan have fit issues with each other.
See, that's what I don't see when you're talking about one of the best backcourts in the NBA. I give them a top five backcourt in the NBA. I mean, that's what I really think carried the team was the backcourt, including Ty Jerome when he was balling. So it's not like they don't fit. I don't get that. I mean, we did have the best record in the East this year. I mean, and people don't want to recognize
what they do in the playoffs, Mark.
That's what I say. People don't want to take – I mean, you don't like to say it. But it's the facts. It's the facts, and they were injured. Them guys played injured. I mean, everybody.
They got gentlemanly swept, and they were favorites in all but one of the five games.
Are you going to say they wasn't injured? You going to say the guy didn't have a broken thumb? You're not going to say his toe was injured?
It wasn't a broken thumb. It was a dislocated thumb that they put back into place, Mark.
These guys were legitimate injured, though. That's all I'm trying to say.
No, but this is part of that. That's part of the Darius discussion, though, is it not, Mark? The idea that he gets injured a lot.
I mean, if you want to say that, if you want to say he's injured and you want to go get somebody and hope they stay healthy, now that's another argument. But to say the fit isn't right or he's the problem, no, because like I say, you look at the defense, and that's what I'm looking at. He's not a mismatch problem. I would go on this
playoff
run.
Tell that to Boston.
If this playoff run, it was all coaching, man. I would say put it on injuries and coaching.
Mark, I'm sorry, but we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Mark.
I think that's a massive cop-out. Watch every team in the NBA picks on Darius on the defensive side of the ball. And again, it's not that Darius is a problem. It's that Darius and Donovan together, not only do they have overlaps in their game that make you easily exploitable, I think it's also getting in the way of Evan's development. All right, Dion, you got about 60 seconds, buddy. Would you be mad if the Cavs traded Darius Garland?
Yes, I'd be absolutely mad. The reason that the Cavs lost in the playoffs is because they didn't have another guard that can handle the ball when Darius was out. You notice when he came back in that game that they won, when he had rest and his toe got a little bit better, they destroyed Indiana. After that, his toe was back messed up. They didn't have another guard to bring the ball up and get him in the sets. Ty Jerome was lost. So I think that they need to get another guard, a backup guard, on the roster to be able to help in those situations, especially in close game situations.
Dion, we appreciate you. It's magical. You
know, what's nice, though, is I asked for the Darius Garland supporters to come out of the bushes, and I got him. And I can say thank you for that. Cause
do you now want them to go back in the bushes or still stay around? We'll check in with you in a while.
Keep that energy.
All right.
You know, keep that energy.
We love it.
Because I thought that energy was going away for a lot of people, including myself, by the way, someone that has staunchly defended Darius at times of his career here with the Cavs. And I'm like, all right, I see it. You got to make a move.
I think you'd be a fan of Darius and still understand it might be what's best for him and what's best for the Cavs. Let's get to Trade Me. We welcome in Jake Murren here. He's going to walk us through potential trades. Again, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, we'll tell you whether we think you made the Cavs better. What you got there?
Yeah, guys, let's start with a three-team trade from the Stripe Sports podcast. It involves the Cavs, Lakers, and Kings. For Cleveland specifically, they give up Jarrett Allen, Max Strus, and Craig Porter Jr. to the Lakers, and Darius Garland and Dean Wade head to Sacramento. In return, the Cavs get DeMontis Sabonis, Rui Hachimura, and Austin Reeves. That's a lot to give up.
Why do we get everything out of this deal? Hold on. First off, it's never going to happen because the Lakers are very adamant for some reason that Austin Reeves is in their untouchable group. Although I think Jared Allen with the Lakers would be awesome for Jared Allen. I hate Darius with Sacramento. Sacramento is where guards like Darius go to legitimately just put up a bunch of points and die.
Well, yeah, but
that is the elephant graveyard of guards in the NBA.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't concern me after he leaves Cleveland.
I hate that for him. Now, there's a little bit of Colin Sexton guilt I have going on in my brain. I'm like, I can't send both Sexland off to places that they just NBA die.
I think Sabonis, Hachimura, and Reeves is an interesting return for Jarrett Strus, CPJ. And Darius. I don't know that you made the Cavs better. And I don't know if they fit better either. Sabonis and Mobley.
I mean, we definitely got the best.
Wonky fit.
The fit's going to be weird, but we definitely got the best end of every bit of those trades.
And I mean, you do have to watch Rui Hachimura play for 82 games.
It's more Sabonis than Austin Reeves. But
I think Austin Reeves is massively overrated. It's a really nice player. He's a poor man's Tyler Hero. Got that takeoff. Beep, 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 beep. What else you got
Thunder
there?
Guns?
Finger guns.
Finger guns.
You've known me since 2016. You think I'm above finger guns?
No, you did a little like a, it was like a Buzz Lightyear type thing to the finger guns too, yeah. To infinity and beyond.
All right, we have another three-team trade here. This from Hawks beat writer Jackson Caudill. He has Jared Allen and Isaac Okoro heading to the Lakers with Max Strus joining the Hawks. For the Cavs, they get Rui Hachimura, Dalton Connect, Shake Milton, Maxi Kleber, along with a 2030 first-round pick swap, a future first, and 3 seconds. This also moves them under the second apron. Is this a no-brainer for the Cavs?
Did they just give us literally every man's trash? I heard Shake Milton in the words of Anthony Alland. I heard Rui Hachimura. Who are the other clowns?
Dalton Connect, Maxi Kleber, Shake Milton and Hachimura.
I mean, when you can get Maxi Kleber, I always say, when you can get a German forward that can kind of shoot the three, I say you do it.
Who on the station said Dalton Connect's name really funny to me at one point? Because I remember my head yelling, it's Connect! And then I was like, I'm defending Dalton Connect's honor too much here.
Could have been me. Could have been literally any of us.
It could have been not Phelps. Phelps is good at the pronunciation guide. I'll remove Phelps from all of it, but anyone else is on the table. I don't love the trades.
Yeah.
Also, what was the guy's name?
Jackson Caudill.
Caudill. Yeah. If he was a beat reporter in this city, He would we'd be like, stop coddling it the entire time, Cuddell. And that would turn into the bit. Oh, coddling with Cuddell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now,
do you want finger guns right now?
Pew, 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 pew.
All right, what's next? Yeah, it's an interesting three-team trade here. Where
a lot of three-ways today.
Yeah,
so many three-ways.
Yeah. A lot of these are three-ways.
Like, we are on certain websites on the internets.
All right, Darius Garland sent to the Houston Rockets. The trade involves the Celtics, who acquired Dylan Brooks and Cam Whitmore. The Cavs get Drew Holiday, Jock Landale, and Tari Eason. Should this be considered an upgrade to the Cavs roster?
So wait, Houston gets Darius.
I missed. Yeah, so Houston gets Darius.
No, the Rockets get Darius.
The Rocket. Oh, yeah, that's Houston.
Yes. Sorry, I thought you said Boston. My bad.
Boston gets Boston Tari Eason and Cam Whitmore.
I thought we got Tari Eason, no?
We get Tari Eason and Drew Holiday.
There we go.
The Celtics get Dylan Brooks and Cam Whitmore.
Can I say ooh?
Well, if you're the Celtics, like if you're the Celtics, I mean, I understand what you're doing with Drew because he's older, but you... You don't make out in this at all.
I mean, I'd rather Dylan Brooks and Cam Whitmore on my roster than I would
Dylan Brooks
35-year-old Drew Holiday.
It doesn't fit anything close to what they ascribe to do with their team mantra of everyone's 3-and-D. Dylan Brooks is just a menace.
He's just a D.
He's just a D. Yeah. That's it. He's just a D.
Yeah, but still, you
they
get
wanted
out,
just a D. They would go back and get Marcus Smart.
But you get out from under the contract of Drew Holiday while still getting two quality NBA players. This feels like a trade that's a precursor to a trade. Like later down the road,
the setup
you then
to
turn
the
Dylan Brooks like at the deadline to somebody better, and who isn't just a D.
Yeah, because he doesn't fit them at all.
But I hate it most for the Cavs. Can we agree? I don't get that. If I'm going to take a risk.
We like Tari Eason.
If I'm going to take a risk. We like Tari Eason, but that's the only part of it. I don't like Jock Lansdale. Did we at least get the pick they have this year, which is like the 15th pick or the 10th pick?
No picks.
No picks? Oh, no finger guns for you. Holster.
Holster.
There's no sound for holstering finger guns, so you just have to say holster.
All right, I think it was Bill Simmons who had the idea of the Cavs reuniting with LeBron James once again, and Yahoo Sports took it further with an actual trade proposal where the Lakers acquired Jarrett Allen, DeAndre Hunter, and a 2031 first-round pick. In exchange, the Cavs get LeBron James, Jared Vanderbilt, and get this, Bronny James comes to Cleveland as well.
Yeah,
and
involve Bronny.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm not taking LeBron unless I get to the right to watch Bronny play in the G League here.
Kidding me? He'd look awesome in that stadium.
He'd sell. He'd sell some tickets. Yeah, I don't love this. For some reason, Jared Vanderbilt went from what McDaniels is in Minnesota to like borderline unplayable in LA. I don't know why that happened, but so that's an ick. And here's the other thing. LeBron, Darius, and Donovan. There's just not a basketball for them. There's one basketball. Oh, we have problems getting Evan touches now.
Now, granted, at least LeBron wouldn't have to do what he kind of did last year. He just turned into some sort of 3-point shooter all day and decided to make it really like that was going to be the part of his game that he excelled in. He could go back to early LeBron where it was just everything was trying to be an assist maker.
I think we can all agree. And by the way, I have one Charles just sent in to us. And again, you guys can send yours in at Nick Wilson says. At Jay Peterlin, use the hashtag trade me. The national media folks are like other beat writers are proposing a lot of really dumb trades for the Cavs. But this is Charles from Twitter saying Kawhi Leonard and Marcus Smart to the Cavs, Darius, Rashawn Holmes, and Jalen Tyson to the Clippers, and then the Wizards get Jared Allen, Max Strus, and Isaac Okoro. So you'd be offloading Garland, Tyson, Allen, Strus, and Okoro for 35-year-old Kawhi Leonard and 33-year-old Marcus Smart.
Kawhi looked better in the postseason. Some are saying Kawhi's back.
So the math on this...
He's 35, but some are saying he's back.
The math on this would be minus 14 wins. That's what the trade machine says. No.
Cavs fans are sending that in?
Yeah, that is a Cavs fan that's sending it in.
Wow. You rarely see it that way, where the Cavs don't just completely dominate the trades when given... Trades by Cavs fans.
All right, we got another one here from Vinny. The Cavs get Trey Murphy, Cole Anthony, Tristan Da Silva, and Missy, the big from New Orleans, a 2026 first-round
swap. I thought that was the
swap.
Name of the Pelican that they have, the costume.
And a 27 first-rounder, Darius. And Darius goes to the Pelicans, and that's the only thing you give up. So you get Trey Murphy, Cole Anthony, Tristan Da Silva, Missy, and two firsts. For Darius.
You got a lot of bodies there, didn't you?
Got a lot of warm bodies. Those all four guys are currently alive. I actually kind of wouldn't mind a first round pick this year in the lottery if you're going to give up Darius.
Well, I mean, this year is an actual lottery pick or what are we talking?
No. This one would be a 27 first rounder from Orlando.
Oh, no, this one. I thought there was a separate comment. Like, I actually wouldn't mind one from this class.
Yes.
This class is a very deep class.
Yeah, like Trey Johnson.
If you're going to do it, this is the class to have.
If you could get, like,
the 9th, 10th pick around there, you can make that work.
Yeah, Trey Johnson might fall to the 10th pick. I think Trey Johnson could be a really nice piece for you going forward.
Unlike last year, where if you're at pick 6, you might as well have been at pick 60.
Looking at you, Rob Dillingham. What else we got there on Trade Me?
Yeah, next up we have the Cavs trading Darius Garland to the Toronto Raptors for Emmanuel Quickley, a 2025 first-round pick, and we get Ochai Agbaji back.
That seals it.
Yeah, is that a good value for the Cavs if they decide to trade DG?
Whom did this?
Reddit.
Wow.
Yeah. We're back to the Reddit board.
Don't you just trade one undersized guard for like an inferior undersized guard?
Yeah, it's not very good.
But Agbaji,
right? It's not very good. KU, Rock Chalk.
Yeah. I mean, he spent half a season in Toronto, which they won a championship 6 years ago, which means he's good now, if we're using the Kenny Pickett proxy there.
I do remember celebrating when the Cavs drafted him. And then I made an impassioned tweet about like the idea of how it was all going to work. And then just a few weeks later, he was traded.
Just think that pick was supposed to be Jalen Williams. And then I think Sam Presti only took Jalen Williams to troll Kobe Altman, because I've heard tell they don't like each other. I've heard tell that Sam Presti has made like a blood oath he'll never trade or talk trade with Kobe Altman again.
Where's this feud come from?
A deal that was balked on by the Cavs. There was a deal in principle. I don't know what the deal was. I never heard that. There's a deal in principle, and then Kobe took back his word, and Sam Presti was affronted because nobody puts Sam Presti in a corner.
Too bad. He couldn't acquire his 37th pick.
I know. At some point.
Because he collects draft picks like they're Pokemon cards.
Sam, you're just not going to be able to use all of those. Great stuff there, Jake. We won't trade you. Were there any trades that we were like, yeah, do that?
No, that's the problem with the Cavs right now. None of these trades are ever seeming to be very enticing.
Or I think the media is just really bad at this. Ooh, real quick. Hyperspeed. Zach saying Garland for Trae Young straight up. No. Garland, Allen, and a future first for Giannis. I don't know. Garland and Allen for KD. Oh, my God. Can you imagine KD's Charmin soft ass in Cleveland?
I'd love it. I'd instantly go after him on Twitter, too.
Oh, we both would.
Welcome to Cleveland. Tag and I would attack him on Twitter.
We would tag team Kevin Durant.
You know he lives on Twitter.
And just provoke him. Is this an insult? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.